The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
A little bit earlier in the show, Josh Crosby brought us a report from Limerick taking the temperature in the city ahead of the game on Sunday. For what it's worth, I took a pit stop on my way to Dublin as well to find out what the kids at the Cool Camp in Clara thought. So optimism, it has to be said, in both counties, certainly when talking to people on the street. But what about the expert view as to what we can expect this Sunday in the final? Well, Ollie Moran is a former Limerick hurler. He joins me now, as does Owen Larkin, who, of course, won so many All-Irelands and All-Stars with Kilkenny. Owen, you're very welcome to the show. Limerick are deserved favourites, aren't they?
Absolutely, Kieran, yeah. They certainly are, really deserve to be favourites. They've been, the best team in the country now for 3 or 4 or 5 years, nearly. And look, they'll be hot favourites going into Sunday, but I don't think that'll bother Brian and the lads too much.
No, indeed, I heard Brian speaking the other night, and the mantra was the usual one: work rate and intensity, and a focus always on their own game. And that was the mantra when you were there too, wasn't it? Less the opposition, more your own game.
Yeah, it certainly was. And coming towards the end, I suppose we started to kind of concentrate a little bit more on opposition, video analysis and all that came into play. But definitely, I think the main things that Brian would pride themselves on is getting their own performance right, you know, working really, really hard and trying to get the best possible performance out on Sunday and see where you are at the end of the game. And, you know, I think if Kilkenny can do that, they should be in with a shout.
And Ollie, that's something that always strikes me listening to John Kiely as well, how often he sounds like Brian Cody when he talks about things like this. You know, he talks less about who they happen to be playing and always about individual performance and matching yourself against your own potential performance.
Absolutely, and I just caught some of what Owen was saying there. So I'd say he's after getting prepped as well by Brian Cody, because he gave some classic Cody quotes there or whatever, and worry about ourselves. So I suppose we're well used to seeing Kilkenny sweep the board, so we take that with a pinch of salt. But no, come here, you're right, and I suppose the common denominator is you know, certainly in Limerick's case in the last number of years they've certainly become more successful, and you know, guys are so used to winning, and it's all about the performance, and you know, less about the actual winning, more about the process. You know what I mean? And that was certainly a hallmark of, you know, Brian Cody, and even, you know, Owen's tenure there as a Kilkenny hurler. Like, but look, no, I think that's what Limerick are at a point now where the way I'd assess it is that they certainly haven't reached anything close to the standards that they've reached in other years, and in particular maybe towards the latter end of last year. So I suppose, you know, since the Galway game, I think their big focus is going to be just on actually getting a performance, because I think the team are around long enough now to know that level of performance won't be good enough to beat Kilkenny on Sunday, or any team for that matter.
So what are you looking out for then? Let's talk about the first 15 minutes of the game. What's going to be key for you, Ollie?
For me, like, I suppose, look, it's I think a lot of Limerick guys, okay, while Limerick got off to a reasonably good start against Galway, I just think not enough fellas had settled. You know what I mean? Like, it was clear Gillan was on fire early doors. Flanagan got a couple of great points. But I think, in general, I just feel a lot of players that have probably, you know, are used to playing at higher levels just aren't quite hitting those notes yet. You know, the likes of, like, certainly Garrod, that they're going to be a big performance in there for him. I think certainly, you know, Tom Morrissey is more in him, or midfield. Like, a lot of those guys, they're the guys you're going to look to try and get on the ball as early as possible. You know, get themselves into game. I think the thing I'd be looking out for, if we can get those key guys on ball early and involved, and not necessarily scoring, like, but just involved and at the pitch of the game, I think that's going to be a good omen for Limerick. Like, at this stage, you know, Gillan's form has been so consistent, and in general, you know, Seamus Flanagan has been as well. Like, I think you're nearly taking it as a given that those guys are going to get to the pitch at some point. But it's all those other guys, I think, that are massive, massive players for Limerick. I think if they can impose themselves on the game, and I suppose, look, the other key thing here as well is, Kieran, that Kilkenny, if you're looking at this on form, and this isn't kind of playing the poor mouth or anything like, but, you know, Kilkenny have better form than Limerick going into this All-Ireland final, and, you know, Ward will tell you that form is everything going into going into the latter stages of of an All-Ireland final.
But Owen, did the Clare game kind of flatter to deceive a little bit when it comes to Kilkenny? I mean, they had over 20 wides. If Limerick have that type of possession against Kilkenny, it's unlikely to see them driving the ball wide as often as that.
Yeah, that'll be a key thing, I think, as well. You know, a lot was made of the performance that Kilkenny had against Clare, but Clare were poor on the day as well, so that contributed to Kilkenny's dominance in that game. And like you say, if Kilkenny give the chances away to Limerick that they did to Clare that day, you know, the game could be over at half-time. So I think Kilkenny need to make a really, really good start. I think if Limerick made a good start, I think it could be a long afternoon for Kilkenny. But I think if Kilkenny can make a good start and have Limerick chasing them all the way, right down, you know, down the stretch, kind of, I think Kilkenny will be in with a real shout then, because, you know, they'll start to doubt themselves, as Limerick, or as Ollie said, Limerick haven't hit the heights they've hit in previous years, and it could be a good time to catch this Limerick team, like they did in 2019. You know, when Limerick were kind of just coming towards their peak. I don't think they're at their peak. I think they're underperforming this year compared to, say, last year, the year before, maybe. So it's probably a good time to be meeting them, but I do think that Kilkenny really need a good start, and then they need to send them to the well. They have been to the well twice already this year, in the Munster final and again the last day. So I think Brian will be telling them, you know, we need to get back to the well and see if they're at and left there.
Yeah.
And we need to test them out. And I'd say that's the approach Brian the lads will be taking.
And, you know, a lot of the talk in Kilkenny before that semi-final against Clare was, you know, who was going to be Mark and Tony Kelly, and of course Mikey Butler did such a good job for so much of that game. What matchups will you be looking out for early on?
Yeah, I'd say Mikey Butler will possibly take up maybe Aaron Gillan or Seamus Flanagan, and I'd say Hugh Lawler, you know, whichever Mikey Butler takes up, I'd say Hugh Lawler will take the other. And I'd say after that, you know, they'll play as they are. But I can see definitely Mikey Butler picking up either Aaron Gillan or Seamus Flanagan. If it was me, I'd have him on Gillan. Just for the height, Mikey is not, you know, he's stocky and well-built, but he wouldn't be the tallest. And I think Hugh Lawler would be more suited to Seamus Flanagan. So I'd say those two matchups. And those two matchups are going to be key, because Seamus Flanagan is probably in the form of his life. Aaron Gillan, not so much, but still flying it, and they're two key forwards for Limerick. So if you can nullify those threats, I think you're going a long way to win the game.
I know, Ollie, because Owen mentioned 2019 and that semi-final defeat, the Limerick defeat to Kilkenny, and not much was made of it in Limerick at the time. A sense there that, you know, they were one of the better two teams in the country. They should have been in the final. Kind of Kilkenny hoodwinked them to a degree, or sandbagged them. Will that play on the minds? Is that a source of inspiration or motivation, or do the players care kind of 3 years on?
Well, look, and again, this is only a personal opinion, but like, that's come up a lot locally, and I suppose that is I suppose, as someone said, a niche that needs scratching, and that has been a blot in the copybook. And I suppose, looking at the semi-final, when, you know, when Kilkenny saw ruthlessly dispatched Clare, I suppose my first instinct is, like, you know what I mean, we have to win tomorrow because there's unfinished business from 2019. And I think if I'm saying that as kind of Joe Public, you can be sure as hell that's been rammed down the boys' throats privately. You know, certainly not in the public domain, like, but certainly privately, I think that's a massive factor. I think, you know, Kilkenny were... you know, beat Limerick fairly and squarely. Okay, there was a 65 that wasn't, but look, in the balance of play, I'd probably say that Kilkenny were the better team that day. But like Limerick, I think that was a major stage in their learning curve, in their developmental curve, because I think Limerick went in, I won't say they took Kilkenny for granted, but they certainly didn't appreciate the force they were meeting. And that day, the first 20 minutes that day, Kilkenny were 172 points up in a very short space of time, and Limerick were playing catch up. Now Limerick had an amount of wide that day as well, but I just think that forced Limerick to reset and to definitely drive standards higher. And I think Sunday's game for them will be the icing on the cake in terms of, you know, that'll be the job done, and that'll be retribution. Like, personally, Kieran, I do think that will be a factor. It certainly would be for me if I were going into an All-Ireland final.
Yeah.
And Kilkenny, let's be fair, didn't do this with justice in the All-Ireland final that year against Tip, you know what I mean? They just didn't perform. And look, call a spade, it was probably a soft All-Ireland, you know what I mean? But like that greats Limerick, I think that greats this Limerick group privately, and I think that's motivation enough. And I actually think there's so little hype in Limerick this week, and I think from a team point of view, that's great, because I think all their focus is on those two things.
Okay.
Getting the performance in and certainly atoning for 2019.
All right, scores in the doors time then, Ollie. What's your prediction?
I would say 124 to 22 points, Limerick win.
Oh, a comfortable win, no less. 5 points to Limerick. Owen?
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with Kilkenny, more so in hope that we can get a good performance out and, you know, do themselves justice, but you know, it'll be very, very tough. I go for 25 points to 124. We'll go a 2-point win.
A 2-point win for Kilkenny, says Owen Larkin. Ollie Moran goes for the 5-point win for Limerick. Gentlemen, listen, thanks a million, both of you, for joining me. It goes without saying that I hope Owen is right. But listen, we're all looking forward, I'm sure, as everybody who is going to be in attendance on Sunday, other people watching it on telly, we are all looking forward to it, and we hope it is a good spectacle at the very least.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.